Hi, I'm John Tromans, and this is the first of what's hopefully going to be quite a few podcasts talking about various aspects of SEO, search engine optimization, and social media blogging, and various different aspects of digital marketing. I'm going to be getting ideas for the podcasts from the training sessions that I run, and you can read a little bit more about me on my website at jtid.co.uk. So, today I'm going to talk about website redesigns and 301 redirects and why they're so important. Last year I spoke to 11 companies, and so far this year two different companies who lost huge amounts of search engine traffic because of a website redesign. And to be honest, you shouldn't lose traffic at all. Hopefully you should increase your traffic. That the idea of the website redesign, and there's a lot of it going on at the moment, because people are trying to turn their websites mobile friendly, they're trying to give a better user experience, they're trying to make them a little bit more modern, a bit more up to date. And hopefully all this will help your rankings go up in the search engines. But if you don't put 301 redirects in place, then you can lose an awful lot of traffic. And this is exactly what happened to every single one of these companies I spoke to. So let's start back from the beginning and explain what happens when a website is redesigned. The URL or the web page will change, okay? Especially if you're moving from different platforms on a shopping cart system. So you've got a certain structure of your web address for every single page, and when your new website goes live, that structure of that web page will change to something different, and the search engines will look at this and they'll see it as a different page. So you've got all your old pages here, you've got all the new pages over here, and the new pages will be seen as new pages and they'll be treated like new pages. So what will happen is when the old website is switched off, all those old web pages will turn into 404 not founds, and they'll just eventually just disappear. And all the new pages will be treated as new pages. Now, if you don't have 301 redirects in place, you're basically almost starting from scratch again, because everything old will just disappear and everything new will just start from scratch. So the idea of the 301 redirect is to turn around to the internet as a whole and say, look, this old page here has now permanently moved to this new page. So this old web address, this old URL, has now permanently moved to this new URL here. One great benefit of this is if you've got lots of links in blogs and on social media, if somebody tweeted one of your pages 12 months ago and the link is there to the old page, then when somebody clicks on it, if a 301 redirect is in place, they'll automatically be directed to the new page. They won't get a 404 not found, which is good news for you, and you'll keep a lot of your traffic. So talk to your web guys and your web developers and your web designers and pester them, all right? Talk to them and say 301 redirects. Just keep saying 301s, 301s, 301s. Have you done the 301s? Because they really are important. You want to make sure that every single page has a 301 redirect set up so that it points to its equivalent page on the new website. So if you've got an old page on tennis shoes, you have a 301 redirect to the new page on tennis shoes. So when somebody clicks on the old link, it goes straight through to the new page. And the search engines will look at this and they'll say, right, well, this is all permanently moved. So pester your web guys and make sure that they do these 301 redirects. Get them to test it as well, just before you go live. Pester them again and make sure that it's all been tested and it works okay. Once you've had your redesign done and it goes live, expect a few fluctuations in the rankings. It's going to happen. You might go up, you might go down, you might stay level. But hopefully, if you've done a really good job with your web design and it's mobile friendly, it gives a really good user experience and it encourages lots of engagement, and you've built this in with your marketing plan as well, then hopefully you'll start going up the rankings. But make sure you get these 301 redirects in place. If you've got any questions, then you can get me on Twitter at John Tromans, or you can visit the website and email me, contact me there. It's jtid.co.uk.